Chapter 3. Listening. Most people are poor listeners. Even when we think we are listening carefully, we usually grasp only half of what we hear, and we retain even less. Improving your listening skills can be helpful in every part of your life, including speech-making. The best speakers are often the best listeners. Your speech class gives you a perfect chance to work on your listening skills as well as your speaking skills. It was a hot afternoon in May. The professor of ancient history was lecturing on the fall of the Roman Empire. She began, "Yesterday we discussed the political and social conditions that weakened the empire from within. Today we will talk about the invasions that attacked the empire from the outside. The Visigoths from the northwest, the Ostrogoths from the northeast, the Vandals from the south, the Huns from the west, and Homer Simpson from the southeast." Nobody batted an eye. Nobody looked up. The classroom was quiet except for the scratch of pens as the students took notes, presumably recording Homer Simpson as an invader of the Roman Empire. This story illustrates what one research study after another has revealed. Most people are shockingly poor listeners. We fake paying attention. We can look right at someone, appear interested in what that person says, even nod our head or smile at the appropriate moments, all without really listening. Not listening doesn't mean we don't hear. Hearing is a physiological process, involving the vibration of sound waves on our eardrums and the firing of electrochemical impulses from the inner ear to the central auditory system of the brain. But listening involves paying close attention to, and making sense of, what we hear. Even when we think we are listening carefully, we usually grasp only 50% of what we hear. After 24 hours, we can remember only 10% of the original message. It's little wonder that listening has been called a lost art.